A hot Thursday today. Temperatures will be up into the mid-90s, very near some of the hottest temperatures that we had all last summer. The hottest day last year was 95 degrees. We'll get close to that today. The record is 97, set back in 1960. We're likely to fall just a bit short of that, but it's hot, and temperatures will make it into the low 90s all the way to the beaches before the sea breeze kicks in by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and drops those temperatures into the mid-80s. But still, very warm all the way to the beaches through late this afternoon and otherwise hot day. Tonight will drop only into the upper 60s. And then we start to see our changes that we've been talking about all week long. Tomorrow will be partly sunny. Now it'll be hot and humid. Temperatures will quickly get into low 90s by 1 p.m. or so. But then scattered afternoon and evening storms will erupt. Some heavy downpours. The potential for an isolated severe storm. Looks like the storms initially develop south and west of Jacksonville early in the afternoon. And then gradually spread north into east. And some outflow boundaries, cooler air in other words, pushed out by the storms will help trigger new storms. And there'll likely be some interaction with the sea breeze as well. Still not everybody gets rain tomorrow afternoon, but it's the start of a pattern change that ensures that we all do get some rain, but unfortunately as we head through your weekend, and it will take an edge off the heat. High temperatures will be in the 80s Saturday and Sunday. There'll be numerous showers and thunderstorms. Now that doesn't mean it's raining all the time every day, but there certainly will be some periods of heavy downpours and perhaps an isolated severe storm both Saturday and Sunday. Favored time of the day is anywhere from about noon to 6 p.m., but given the very tropical air mass that will be surging northward up across the Florida Peninsula and into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida through the weekend, there will be the chance for a shower storm at just about any time. So it's not like a cancel your plans type weekend necessarily, but plan on it being interrupted if you have outdoor plans, especially in the afternoon, midday through the afternoon hours, and don't take your chances with these storms that'll be strong in spots. Get indoors as soon as you see lightning or hear thunder. And then that pattern holds into early next week with more storms for Monday before the storms start to become a little more widely scattered again by the middle of next week. But it's kind of a preview to the wet season here when we get storms developing with the sea breeze just about every single day. It's not quite to every single day yet, but certainly picking up and increasing. And you know, there are spots between I-95 and the beaches that are still bone dry with 5 weeks now, counting almost 5 weeks, without significant rainfall, at least for some neighborhoods. Despite the very heavy downpours and storms of last Sunday, that didn't occur everywhere, especially between I-95 and the beaches. So it's not a bad thing other than, of course, the timing with it being on the weekend. Jumbo shrimp continue to be in action. It's Thirsty Thursday. As temperatures this evening will be in the 80s and only slowly drop into the 70s. Warm evening for baseball. And there's a 654 NASA launch this afternoon, late this afternoon and early this evening, and almost a little bit before 7 o'clock. That rocket launch looks to be all go, although there is some threat for a thunderstorm, better chance for a thunderstorm near Cape Canaveral late this afternoon, so we'll keep an eye on that. But if it goes off, otherwise, it's about an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, and we should get a decent view from Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. With all your weather all the time, stay cool. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.